flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The head coach of Boston College, Billy from Arlington, is brought to you by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today to trade in any phone in any condition guaranteed and get a great deal on a new 5G phone with Unlimited Ultimate. And Bill O'Brien, also brought to you by Time Out Market, showcasing the best of Boston all under one roof. Billy in the car, good morning.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing great. Honest smile on the face of Mike Vrabel when you called in the other day. So I'm glad you did that. And you've talked a lot about your relationship, so I don't want to ask you about that. But I do want to ask you about the analytics nerds who had their shells in a bunch over Mike Vrabel on our show, talking about how it doesn't necessarily make sense to throw the ball over 50 times in a football game because you end up losing 22% of the time. And the interwebs flew into a panic and said, this guy is only – we got Drake May – and he's only going to run the football, and it's going to be a disaster. Can you enlighten us a little bit on that, if you would?
Absolutely. I actually enjoy talking about this. So, you know, I would say probably about 10 to 15 years ago, analytics started to come into play. Like when I first got the Houston Texans job, you know, that was a time when, if you remember, like the Philadelphia Eagles used to go for it all the time on fourth down in a certain area of the field and things like that. And so I think that analytics are a guide, right? You study analytics to try to look for trends and statistics, but then in the game, in the actual game, you have to have a feel for the game. What is going on in this game? You know, in this game, we're having a very difficult time running the football, or you know, it's a game where, you know, our defense is really struggling, or, you know, so we have to control the ball. We have to figure out how to run the ball. You know, so analytics is a guide going into the game. But once the game begins, you know, you've got to have a real good feel for the game. And I think that's, you know, something that the best guys have a feel for games.
Bill, the one thing I think that makes Vrabel such a really good coach and a great decision by the Patriots, and you know better than anybody, is his personality as a player is the same as a coach, where, you know, he knows the ins and outs of the game. But to me, the biggest thing is the respect that he gets from when I was playing, his peers, and now it seems like as a coach, the respect that he gets from his players.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt, Wig. I think that, you know, look, you know this. Like, when a guy plays, you know, 14 years, I mean, it's hard to play 3 years, right? Like, you know, to play 14 years, to do all the things that he did as a player relative to the positions he played, you know, the teammate that he was, the intelligence that he brought to the team, and then transitioning into coaching, you know, I think when he walks into the room, especially in professional football, he has instant, you know, cachet, right? Like, he can walk in there and understand what it means to be a player and put these guys in the best positions to win. So I think that, you know, plus the fact, you know, like, you have to have a level of intelligence, because you have to be able to coach all three phases in pro football. I have a strong belief in that. Like, you can't just be an offensive guy, a defensive guy. And I think that's what he can do. He played special teams. He helped coach special teams for me in Houston with Larry Izzo when Larry Izzo was there. He, you know, obviously coached defense. He coached offense this past year in Cleveland. So I think he'll do a hell of a job.
Bill, some people, mostly media, upset that Drake May wasn't there for Vrabel's introductory press conference. As a head coach, do they care if their quarterback isn't there, seem on vacation, getting engaged, you know, has a life outside of football? But people are making a bigger deal out of this than I think is necessary.
Yeah, the head coaches, I mean, I guess I just speak for myself. I could care less, right? It's about when, you know, when the off-season program starts, you want the guy in the front row ready to go, right? It's not about press conferences. You know, press conferences are great, but somebody told me one time, Courtney, that it's all great at the press conference and everything's downhill from there. So, like, the press conferences are great, but, like, who cares who's at the press conference? It's about when the off-season program starts, that you have 100% attendance, that everybody's there ready to go, because you only have 9 weeks, I think, in the offseason, at least when I was a head coach. It might be more now or less, whatever. You only have 9 weeks, so you only have 9 weeks to be around your team. In college football, we can be around our team every day, but not in pro football. So everybody's got to be there. I'm sure Drake will be front row, ready to go, with his notebook out, ready to lead the team.
Billy, I just
wanted to ask if the last name of the person who told you that was Belichick.
What? What? Press, tell me what?
Press conferences. He wasn't a fan of the press conference.
No, I'll tell you a funny story about Belichick, though, Greg. When I got the Penn State job, I came back, you know, after spring practice, my first spring practice, I came back and to watch OTAs at the Patriots 2012. And, you know, after practice, he's like, hey, how's it going? And, you know, stuff like that. And I said, it's going all right. He's like, how's your staff and all that? And I said, you know, it's good. I like the staff. He goes, yeah, your first staff's always your worst staff. You know, I was like, geez, Bill. I was like, I actually like my staff.
As he tries to put a staff together in North Carolina.
Right, that's perfect, Billy. He's only made two hires,
yeah,
and they're both family members. So what's going on with the North Carolina coaching staff?
I think he was joking, but, you know, it is what it is.
Billy, have you thought about maybe Patricia's a free agent, bring him in to help the offense with the Eagles this fall?
No, our staff's pretty set. You know, we have a limited budget here, so,
right.
You know, we can't hire everybody.
Who do you like Monday night?
Look, I'm telling you, I know Ohio State's favored, and I'm a big fan of Ryan Day, obviously. But I think it's going to be a hell of a game. I think Notre Dame on defense is very, very good. And so I'm gonna go with Notre Dame right now. And you know, I think, you know, the way that their defense is playing and the way Al Golden has that defense going, I think it's going to be a hell of a game. But I think Notre Dame's doing a good job on defense.
What a crazy story, too, for Marcus Freeman coming in the way that he came in. How impressed have you been with such a young guy leading this team?
Yeah, he's very impressive. I got to know him a little bit. He's actually friends with Mike. He from the Ohio State connection, and he came down to Houston a couple times and visited us when he was at, I forget where he was at, I think Ohio State. But he, very impressive guy, very smart, and he's done a hell of a job with that team. That team is playing very well. They're tough. They're resilient, and, it's going to be a great game on Monday night.
Are you surprised? I know kind of where you stand. We all know kind of where you stand on NIL, but are you surprised that Quinn Ewers has declared for the draft, which means he will turn down somewhere around $6 million to stay in college football?
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I haven't read too much about that, but I would say, look, Quinn Ewers is a really good player. I've known Quinn Ewers since he was in high school. When I went to Alabama, when he was thinking about transferring from Ohio State, he was a guy that we were looking at Alabama, and, really good guy. Yeah. I mean, maybe he's got information that says that, he's got a chance to be drafted in the first round. That's the only thing I can think of, because you're turning down a lot of money if you're turning that type of money down.
No. Bill, one thing that is kind of interesting, Greg and I, we always have this discussion about, new coaches or coaches getting hired, how much experience of being a prior head coach like Vrabel before will make it. I know it's a little bit different because, you've been a head coach twice at the college level, once at the NFL level. But if you were, hypothetically, and I know you're not, were going to coach in the NFL again as a head coach, how much experience and knowledge and things would you have learned from your first go-around that would make you, in your mind, an even better coach on your second go-around?
Without a doubt, you're going to be better, Wig. I mean, I think if you look at the history of that league, some of the greatest coaching stories, are guys that got their second chance, right? So Tom Coughlin at the New York Giants and, or Bill Belichick at the Patriots or, Andy Reid. And they had success at their other places, but they learned a lot from their first jobs. Andy Reid at the Eagles and now obviously at the Chiefs. I think you learn so much about yourself. You learn about, working with people, listening better, maybe having a different thought on schedules and how to, treat the team meetings or talk to the team and things like that, or deal with an individual player. So I think you learn a lot about yourself on that first go around. And if you're lucky enough to get a second shot, I have a belief that you're going to be a lot better.
Be down on Josh McDaniels as the next OC here, and I don't know if it's because they think it's reliving history or whatever, but is he a good choice in your mind for Mike Vrabel to make?
Josh McDaniels is one of the best coaches. I'm very biased, Greg, because when I went to the Patriots, I you know, was quality control, and I worked for Josh and Dante for a full season. So I was very involved with, like, you know, obviously film breakdowns and things like that. But I was lucky enough to be in the offensive line meetings, the quarterback meetings. I learned so much about football from Josh, and he's just Josh's a brilliant offensive coach. Very, very smart guy, you know, a guy that just understands the position, the offensive system, the scheme. I think at the end of the day, they just, you know, look, if that's the decision that Mike does, that Mike goes with, that's, you know, Mike and Josh have gotten together and they've worked it out, and they're going to work really well together if that's the route that they go. But, you know, I just think that Josh is a great football coach.
Bill, I noticed one of your coaches tweet out how you're going to be hosting a bunch of camps over the summer months here for young athletes. I was curious if there's any chance you're going to be hosting any camps for, you know, young, nerdy football enthusiasts who want to be coaches.
Sean, we have a clinic. So I'm not sure the date of the clinic, but we'll have a football coaching clinic. So
you just got to get a permission slip.
Yeah.
You could be a guest speaker.
I'd be happy to.
There you go.
We have got to get Shime to that clinic.
Yeah,
can we get him there for that, Bill? And document.
Yeah, let me get the date. Yeah, absolutely. Let's film it. Let's document it. let me get the date of that.
Well, because I've seen on YouTube, Bill, you break down like Hoss Y Juke at a quarterback, like a coaching club.
Okay.
Love Y Juke.
He is going to be so insufferable.
Shime, there's certain plays in football that I tell these guys are magical plays. Mm. Magical. And Hoss Y Juke is a magical play. A magical play. So I enjoy talking about that play.
Wow. Love that play. If you're a tight end, why juke all day long?
You two are. You seem to be live over there. And as always, Billy from Andover or Arlington or wherever, we appreciate you taking the time. We'll talk to you again next week, I think. Is that cool?
I think so, guys. Yep. Thank you.
You're the best. That's Bill O'Brien, head coach of Boston College. We will be back with the rest of this morning's leads next.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.